This is a COVID-19 Daily Update from Minnesota Native News.
I'm Lori Stern, a producer with Minnesota Native News, and this is today's update. A Minneapolis police officer has been charged with the murder of George Floyd. But in the 4 days between Floyd's death and the charges, anger and frustration took over many streets and neighborhoods. Hundreds of buildings burned to the ground, and among them was the new office space of a beloved Native nonprofit, McGizzy.
I guess I don't know the story of when it ultimately caught fire, but I think it was because there was a building right next to it that caught fire.
She said as soon as she saw the news on Facebook, she started a fundraiser to help Executive Director Kelly Drummer rebuild. As of Friday afternoon, more than 1,000 donations had poured in. McGizzy is a youth development and community building organization that celebrates Native culture and autonomy.
Looks like Little Earth is fine. Of course, the American Indian Movement Patrol was out there. Many Native people in the community were out there. You know, there were a lot of people who put up signs to say, this is a Native American organization. We serve the community, asking people to spare our places.
And many community places have been spared. The new youth shelter, Minosh Kianda Young, withstood the anger and violence that damaged many buildings along University Avenue. The Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors are meeting to figure out the best way forward for community-serving nonprofits that were already struggling because of the pandemic. For the Daily Update, this is Lori Stern.
This Minnesota Native News COVID-19 Daily Update is supported by the Minnesota Department of Health.